lightning among the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on the seventh day of February, 2006. Coming up today, Danny, who's my guest today? We'll get him here in a second. We had to do some rescheduling here.
David Ray Griffin.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate that very much. He'll be with us in the second hour. Things going on in Iran coming up in the end of March. And by the way, a word about all this hysteria about us getting nuked. The Super Bowl, we were going to be nuked. There was going to be a major incident. We've got people, and one individual is out there hyping this for 2 or 3 weeks that things are going to blow up. I've also heard Texas City, Texas, that something major is going to be happening there. I do believe these are disinformation pieces. I will stand by what I have said in the past. Many people are claiming in order to solidify the Bush administration, the empire building that's going on in the Middle East, and not their empire, ours, and associated friends, of course. I don't believe this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. What I think is going to happen here is the economy is getting ready to blow out. And when that happens, well, look what happened in 1929. Keeping in mind, of course, in 1929 that we did not have street gangs running around. We had a population that was more respectful for each other. It was a more polite society, if you will. Not so on edge and over the edge as we have right now. When we have an economic collapse this time, people are not going to be dutifully standing in bread lines and waiting for their government cheese. I do believe the cities will burn. There will be rioting. There will be looting. There will be massive chaos. And from then, you have a situation where martial law is, well, it's inevitable, is it not? L.A. starts to burn, New York, whatever the case may be, there you have your reasons for implementing martial law. And once that happens, there is the real danger that this country will never once again see a constitutional day in its life. I do believe it will be over at that point. So having said that, I am encouraging people to be ever mindful of potential dangers, but also ever mindful of hyping, okay? That is the best way to put it. There's a lot of people that sell fear out there, and there's a lot to be fearful of. Make no mistake about it. But there's an ongoing program of constantly selling you fear over and over and over again. Whoops, let's back up the tape. We'll sell you fear over and over and over again. Folks, it's time to get a little sane here. Time to calm down just a bit, refocus on what the true problems are and the people that are causing those problems and the reason why we have lawlessness in this country. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For Real Talk Radio, you're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The editor and publisher, it's one of America's oldest journal covering the newspaper industry. Washington Post reveals surveillance program has spied on thousands, few of them terrorists. We have the Attorney General of the United States, there's a long sordid history with Alberto Gonzalez, that's for sure. Of course, being connected with Bush when he was governor, spending time in the White House as the president's lead counsel for the White House, and eventually becoming the Attorney General. The guy is on the hot seat. And by the way, if anybody was watching C-SPAN, I know you didn't see this on the news. During these hearings in front of the intelligence community, their committee, rather, somebody yelled the word fascism. And that's about the only thing you could make out. And it was amazing to watch Alberto Gonzalez, which up to this point, trying to look very professional, very lawyer-like, and very cool, calm, and collected, befuddled, pouring his water, rearranging things on the desk in front of him, trying to capture his composure, which he knew he had lost. So the Bush White House is continuing to get heat. There have been calls once again for his impeachment. I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, there is absolutely no reason why this guy should not be impeached. The whole Cheney-Bush cabal, and notice I said Cheney and Bush, not Bush and Cheney, the entire White House staff, everybody, should go. And unfortunately, again, they're going to play politics with this. George Bush running up extremely huge, massive deficits, has spent more money than all the presidents combined in U.S. history. Of course, he's giving tax cuts to make people feel better. But then again, he's, well, may angering a lot of people because there's a large percentage of people in this country that feel that they have entitlements coming. It's the programs the government sets up. It turns the water on. It turns the water off. Unfortunately, many people are conditioned to believe that the United States government is somehow their sugar daddy and that entitlements are some sort of birthright in this country. We can take this back to Franklin Delano. He really was a card-carrying communist, Roosevelt. And, of course, his counterpart, some say blood-related, but I don't believe that's true, Lyndon Baines Johnson, on the second part of the New Deal for America. A very, very damaging duel, separated by many years, but the same program. Well, going back to Alberto Gonzalez here, the Washington Post reveals that the surveillance program has spied on thousands, and few of them terrorists. A major and quite lengthy report, starting on the front page of the Washington Post on Sunday, offered new details on the warrantless domestic spying efforts renamed the Terrorist Surveillance Program by the White House. According to Barton Gellman, Daphna Linzer, and Carol D. Loenig, the story opens this way. Intelligence officers who eavesdropped on thousands of Americans and overseas calls under authority from President Bush have been dismissed, nearly all of them, as potential suspects after hearing nothing pertinent to a terrorist threat, according to accounts from current and former government officials and private sector sources with knowledge of the technologies in use. Bush has recently described the warrantless operation as terrorist surveillance and summed it up by declaring that if you're talking to a member of Al-Qaeda, we want to know why. But officials conversant with the program said a far more common question for eavesdroppers is whether, not why, a terrorist plotter is on either end of the call. The answer, they said, is usually no. Fewer than 10 U.S. citizens or residents a year, according to an authoritative account, have aroused enough suspicion during warrantless eavesdropping to justify interception of their domestic calls as well. That step still requires a warrant from the federal judge, for which the government must supply evidence of probable cause. The Bush administration refuses to say, in public at least, or in closed session of Congress, how many Americans in the past 4 years have had their conversations recorded or their emails read by the intelligence analysts without court authority. Two knowledgeable sources placed that number in the thousands. One of them, more specific, said about 5,000. Now, the program has touched many more Americans than that. Surveillance takes place in several stages. Officials are saying the earliest by machine. Computer-controlled systems collect the and sift basic information about hundreds of thousands of faxes, emails, and telephone calls into and out of the United States before selecting the ones for security by human eyes and ears. Now, there's inherent problems, and Gonzalez pointed out that many other presidents in the past, in wartime footing or situations, did indeed spy on Americans. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was in declared constitutional wars. That's when Congress stepped up and did its job, not handing over power to a president to declare preemptive war on anybody he so chooses. And keep in mind, keeping the coffers open to supply him with any funds that he is requesting for this so-called war on terrorism. Now, here's the real danger in this, and I want people to pay attention to this, because if you're watching our Congress critters in Washington, D.C. right now, they're coming out and citing FISA that was passed, in 19, I do believe it was 87. 87? Or, no, I'm sorry, I think it was during the Carter administration, 1978, that is correct. But if you're watching this, they're citing differences with what Bush is doing versus what FISA actually authorized. Now, therein lies the debate. But you need to take a couple of steps back from this to take a look at what the Congress critters are now saying. They're all in agreement. The harshest critics of the Bush administration, even some of the Republicans, are saying that nobody is doubting the president's war on terror. We're just debating on how it should take place. That should be a red flag for a number of people. Ladies and gentlemen, this war on terror is as phony as a $3 bill. And if you want to accept it as being somehow legitimate, then you must ask yourself the question, why is this continuing to escalate? Why are we going to be declaring wars in more countries and killing more people, supposedly on the hunt for Al-Qaeda? This is Bush's 100-year war on terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. This just didn't pop up. Somebody decided one day, you know, we've had enough of being pushed around or whatever the case may be. We're going to start terror networks and groups and specifically target the United States. Almost magically, when Bush declared the war on terror, the medias and the intelligence agencies of many different countries gave supporting evidence that there really was a terrorist worldwide terrorist network that was threatening all of humanity, anytime, any place, anywhere, anyhow. Folks, take a look at the situation. Should we be discussing why, through failure of foreign policy, why we have so many people on the planet mad at us, mad enough to attack us? And again, you know, I'm hearing the often repeated story. We're expected to believe that Osama bin Laden, on September 11, 2001, did in fact, with his terror well-organized and well-financed terror network, pulled off 9/11. That is, in the public's eye, their perception, uneducated, of course, but spoon-fed the propaganda through the government media. Oh, I'm sorry, we call it the news media in this country. If you take a look at how this is being handed down, you have to scratch your head. Now, instead of talking about failed foreign policies, we're splitting hairs about what the president can do, how he can abuse people, and at what limit the line must be drawn. That's what they're basically discussing. Listen to their words. They will keep reiterating and repeating over and over ad nauseum that we all support the war on terror. Ladies and gentlemen, a unending supposed war on terror with anybody being declared in disfavor, well, they will be targeted as terrorists. They will be gone after, and well, they'll be hunted down. It's going to be a brand new terror alert every day, next month, next year. It's a new terrorist alert. The terrorism is going to continue, ladies and gentlemen, forever. And we're going to be in constant war on terrorism. See, if you've noticed, when we went into Iraq and Afghanistan, that this was not a war on terrorism because the Bush administration could not claim that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with the September 11th. Magically, they figured out 24 hours after the event, and in some circles quite a few hours earlier, that in fact Osama bin Laden and his mastermind of merry men hiding in the hills of Afghanistan someplace had pulled this thing off. He's still being touted as the number one suspect and the bad guy and shoot-to-kill orders, but I've seen no proof yet offered that Osama bin Laden, in fact, did the crime. Everything is being blanketed international security. Oh, we can't give out information because that would detail how we gather information and what sources, and on and on and on it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to take control of this out-of-control government before they set us up for the final jihad. And you have to ask yourself the question, look who's around. And I was serious about this the other day when I said this. People love chaos in the world. The moneymakers that make money off of war, they love death and destruction. That is their daily bread. But if you look at who's going to win this, and look who is pitting whom against whom. Oh, let's pit 1 billion Christians against 1 billion Muslims. And let's have an unending and unceasing war on terror. Well, there's one group that's quietly sitting back and is going to let the United States do whatever it wants to its enemies of this state. And I'm mentioning here Israel. Folks, this is a complex issue, but when you really start to distill it down, the usual suspects once again appear. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Those that want to control and manipulate and lie and deceive think they're going to have their own way. Well, they've been getting it pretty much their way because stupid Americans out there don't know the difference between truth and lie because, well, basically they've been fed lies all their life. So how would they know the truth if it whacked them upside the head? This is a problem we also have, a particularly dumbed down public. Now, this is not anything new. It's the proportions that are scary. We've always had dumb Americans, ladies and gentlemen, or people that were so absorbed in what they were doing for themselves and for a selected few that they couldn't have the time to get involved or pay attention. And well, these are the people that are always the most angry when they finally do wake up. That, well, how did this happen? Who's responsible? Well, the responsibility lies on us, ladies and gentlemen. Because in this type of government we have to be responsive and responsible. Something goes awry, we respond. Well, it's gotten to the point where we have absolutely no redress to government. We have hardly any friendly ears in Washington, D.C. And everybody is so convoluted and compromised that no one dares stand up for what is right. So watch this closely with the Attorney General. I know Bush is sweating bullets right now because, well, I mean, he's done many things. This is, of course, all drawing attention away from the incident that changed America, and that was September 11th, 2001. Call for a red synthetic terror alert. Webster Griffin Tarpley writes that the intense international intelligence warfare pattern mandates a move to red alert. The highest vigilance for the upcoming Super Bowl Sunday in the USA. This was written yesterday, by the way, or 2 days ago. And perhaps all the way to March 20th, opening of the Iranian oil bourse, which spells the beginning of the end of six decades of the world dollar hegemony. Now, the Iranian oil bourse opens March 20th. This is a strategic key. The Chaniacs, as he calls it, want war to stop the bourse from deflating the sick U.S. dollar. The crumbling of the European resistance has given new strength to Condi's nuclear lynch mob against Iran, with that country about to be hauled before the U.N. Security Council. At that point, a wider Middle East war will be immediately in sight. Now, the Mohammed cartoons are a transparent provocation by NATO intelligence through the Danish right-wing newspaper of limited circulation. This classic U.S.-U.K. provocation has had an enormous effect. Islamic circles need to realize that this is a cynical ploy designed to lead to an attack on Iran and thence to general war, and treat it that way. We've had the latest British terror bombing in Alqas, Iran, last week, killing several people. The trial of British-backed terrorists in Iran starts in about 2 weeks. The situation of the British invaders in southern Iraq is becoming critical. Afghanistan is about to boil over. The U.S. and North Korea are trading nuclear war threats across the 38th parallel. Russia has accused the British of flagrant spying, and there is every reason to believe this charge. Venezuela has expelled a U.S. military attaché as an obvious agent provocateur. Now the U.S. expels top Venezuelan diplomat. Now the fake provocation, I should say, of an alleged IED bomb near a school in Gaithersburg, Maryland, in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, impacting the personnel of the Bush administration and the federal government in general. Many top officials live within a few miles of that school, by the way. There was real hysteria in the corridors of the U.S. government this afternoon. A new sudden response terror drill is taking place at Charleston, South Carolina. Will this drill go live in the way other drills went live in London last July 7th. The latest leaked Downing Street memorandum reveals Bush as proposing to send U.S. U-2 spy planes disguised in U.N. colors to be shot down over Iraq to secure a pretext for the illegal aggression there. This reveals Bush in the Operations Northwoods tradition, ready to commit acts of war in the form of impeachable offenses. Detroit is a burned-out auto city, expendables in the eyes of the finance oligarchs. Turin, Italy, home of Fiat, is another expendable, burned-out industrial city. And action in Turin would push the Europeans to join the U.S. in the attack in Iran. The sinking of the Egyptian ferry in the Red Sea may well fit into the pattern, but it's not yet clear yet. The Patriot Act has not been renewed. Well, it's been extended, but not yet renewed. Top neocons face indictment and jail sentences. This is the classic moment when the neocons and their rogue network backers go back to Leo Strauss's nihilist revolution, capable of throwing humanity back into the Stone Age. Well, it's getting a little weird, folks, and again, calmer heads have to prevail here. Rather than, as I started the program out today, there's a lot of hyping and a lot of fear-mongering going on. I mean, are people upset enough as it is? I say that it's time to ratchet the voices down a notch or two, to be calm and deliberate in bringing our information forth. We are going to need that here in the near future, folks, because this program that they have plugged into place, they're not ready to pull it because they're in too far and they can't back out. They're damned if they do. And they'll certainly be damned if they don't. They're in it. They've got to see it through. Unless they are stopped. That is the question. How to stop them. Talking about Bush, Cheney, and all the neocons that have taken over the halls of the White House. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's go to the phones. Brett in Kansas. Hello, Brett.
Hey, John. How are you doing today?
Good.
I've got an article in front of me by the Associated Press called Pentagon Announces Sweeping Defense Review. And the interesting thing, if you can get it on Newsday.com, I think, the interesting thing that I saw, they've got some bullet points down at the bottom. It says the number of soldiers assigned to psychological warfare and civil affairs units will increase by 3,700 or about one-third in the coming year. And it says they're in heavy demand in Iraq and Afghanistan because they work with local civilian authorities to build trust and influence perceptions of U.S. forces. And so that's going to come to our shores, it looks like.
And this is a realignment of the Defense Department, you said?
Yeah, it's announcing, it's the Pentagon announcing sweeping defense review. They're essentially going to, I guess, realign stuff and... the psychological warfare unit was the thing that really got at me because, as we know, the military spies on us and they essentially create reality the way they want it to be seen, and they're just going to up that now, and this is not a good sign.
Well, and unfortunately, perception has become reality for a lot of people in this country, and they perceive. And they gather their information by the very tightly controlled and shepherded media in this country. Most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of media folly before, but not to this extent. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Mexican Army escorts drug lords, Border Patrol agents ordered to steer clear. I guess we don't want to engage the Mexican military while they're escorting drugs that are coming into the United States. Yet there is yet more trouble on the nation's southern border. And the federal government issues warning to Border Patrol agents that Mexican military vehicles have been spotted crossing into the U.S. The Mexican government denies it. Of course, we're going to believe them. You know, a line in the dirt is a line in the dirt. It doesn't move, folks. The border is the border. But local law enforcement officials aren't buying into it. And Jim Tucker, that writes for the AFP, he says the U.S. Border Patrol has warned agents in Arizona of incursions by Mexican soldiers trained to escape, evade, and counter ambush. A Washington newspaper reported the warning to Border Patrol agents in Tucson comes after increased sightings of what authorities described as heavily armed Mexican military units on the U.S. side of the border. The warning asked the agents to report the size, activity, location, time, and equipment of any units observed. Agents were cautioned to keep a low profile, to use cover and concealment in approaching the Mexican units, to employ shadows of camouflage to conceal themselves, and to stay as quiet as possible. In other words, just snap pictures, folks. Gather a little bit of intelligence, lay low, don't confront them. Certainly don't interfere with their drug running operations. If they're on U.S. soil, they're running drugs. If they want to resist arrest, then they should be shot dead. That might strike people as being a little bold. But if you're doing the law enforcement duties of a country and you're here in the country illegally and you resist any questioning of any illegal activities, and you want to present arms and threaten to use those arms or use the arms, guess what? You're out of luck, Charlie. You're biting the dust. But, of course, that's not what's going to go on, because we don't want to upset the Mexican illegals in this country, and we certainly don't want to upset our dear friend of the South, Mr. Vicente Fox. Story continues. Salvador Samoa, the Border Patrol spokesman, confirmed that a military incursion warning was given to Tucson agents. Rafael La Vega, spokesman for the Mexican embassy in Washington, denied that Mexican military personnel are crossing into the United States. How would he know if he's in Washington? We have our agents on the border. They're taking the evidence in. They have recorded evidence of it. Of course, this guy's denying it. Well, why doesn't he just say he doesn't know anything about it? That would seem more plausible, but absolutely denying that this is not taking place. He said some drug smugglers headed both north and south wear uniforms and drive military-type vehicles and might have confused U.S. authorities. Give me a break, said T.J. Bonner, a 27-year veteran of the Border Patrol who heads the National Border Patrol Council. He said intrusions by the Mexican military to protect drug lords happen all the time and represent a significant threat to the agents. Why else would they be in the area firing at federal agents inside the United States? There is no other explanation. He also dismissed claims that Mexican troops had entered the United States by mistake. Every country's military has a global positioning system, or GPS as we know it, nowadays, including Mexico. If the border is so poorly marked, why don't the thousands of Border Patrol agents working 24/7 along it ever seem to get lost? A total of 216 incursions, which, by the way, folks, we very rarely, on very rare occasion, do we ever cross that border. Does a Border Patrol agent get engaged in what he's doing and step a foot across? But we're having armed convoys coming into the United States, ladies and gentlemen, running drugs. A couple of weeks ago, you heard the stories about, they just discovered tunnels. These were hauling massive amounts of drugs inside the United States. There's no alarm from the White House. You know, forget the fact we've got 40 million illegals in this country. Who knows, George? Some of those might even be CIA operatives. We don't know. Of course, we'll have to help them out with government assistance, get them into the house, and get them a telephone and a computer so we can tap their conversations and read their emails, of course. Being a little facetious, but that's how ridiculous this thing is. It goes on to say that a total of 216 incursions by suspected military Mexican personnel have been documented since 1996, 75 in California, 63 in Arizona, and 78 in Texas, according to Department of Homeland Security report. Foreign troops crossing the U.S. border and firing upon U.S. law enforcement constitute an act of war, yet the feckless U.S. government, it says, can only issue a warning to its officers who patrol the 2,000-mile border with Mexico. Now, the reports of incursions come on the heels of legislation passed by Congress in December, which provides $2.2 billion to build 700 more miles of fence along the U.S.-Mexico border, makes illegal immigration a felony. Wait a minute. Let me stop here. What do you mean makes it a felony? It's already been a felony, folks. We've got 40 million felons running around in this country. And, of course, we have a president that is hell-bent on locking down the country in a police state because there might be Al Qaeda sitting next door to you right now watching you barbecue your burger on your grill. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's always been illegal, folks. It's always been a felony. This is why I've said before that any of these companies that are caught aiding and abetting illegals should be charged as aiding and abetting felons, which is a felony. Now, the question is, should this fall squarely on the shoulders of Americans to determine who they're hiring? Well, then we get into other issues. But don't worry, George Bush has tried in the past, and, well, he's had some success. We've had matricula cards. We're able to get driver's license for the illegals. We're able to do a lot of things. But we just can't seem to stem the flood of millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people just coming across our border. Felons, ladies and gentlemen. Are you a felon out there? Have you committed a felony? 40 million Americans have. Oh, I'm sorry, they're not Americans, are they? But Bush, according to him, oh, no, this is not a mass amnesty program. Well, George, explain to me exactly how you're going to deport 40 million illegals. How are you going to do this? It's going to take years. These borders should have been sealed up years ago when we started to see the numbers climb over a million, 2 million. That would have been easier for law enforcement across the country to deal with. But, of course, this brings in another set of problems. You know, how do we go about finding out who these illegals are? Well, okay, but first we got to identify them. So let's give everybody a national ID card. You see, ladies and gentlemen, in these extraordinary circumstances, we have to take extraordinary measures. Continuing with this, and I'll get to your calls here in a second. The reports of incursions come on the heels, as I said, about the $2.2 billion to build 700 more miles of fencing. And it makes illegal immigration a felony and enables U.S. I just have to laugh when I read that. And enables U.S. soldiers and police to enforce immigration laws. The Mexican government has complained about the proposed border fence extension, liking it to the Berlin Wall. Well, we're not keeping Americans in, Vicente. We're keeping your illegals out, is what's going on, okay? Little difference, not quite the Berlin Wall. They didn't build the Berlin Wall to keep the West Germans from going into East Germany. Let's remember that. And has argued that the illegal immigration from Mexico might have the right to seek jobs inside the United States. What do you mean, seek jobs? They're already holding the jobs that Americans don't want to do. That's because employers can hire illegals that will do it for much less than they would have to normally pay a person to have some semblance or at least the illusion of a living wage. So don't worry if the economy turns sour and there's not a whole lot of bottom line and then the companies out there for hiring and actually paying people a decent wage. You see, ladies and gentlemen, along with this, you know, we forgot about something. We built a standard of living for ourselves, something that was sustainable within our economy, our makeup, our system, that allowed people to enjoy the fruits of their labor and to live in relative comfort. The best standard of living that's ever been set up by and large by any government on the face of the planet. Okay, so we don't talk about that anymore. We just talk about the illegals and them still doing jobs. You know, folks, let me tell you something. 40 million of them, give them 10 years. How many more millions are there going to be? before Americans, whether they want the jobs or not, following their pretzel logic, whether you wanted the job or not, you're not going to be able to fill it because some illegal is already going to be in its place, in your place. And while we're on the subject of illegal aliens doing work inside this country, displacing many tens and tens of thousands of people that used to make their living, take the housing market, for instance. We had carpenters, we had roofers, we had painters, we had plumbers, we had cement people, we had tilers, we had all of these different people that used to be American performing a job and getting paid. Not overly paid, folks. Have you ever labored building brick walls in 100-degree heat? It's not the easiest thing on the face of the planet. These are not necessarily classified as unskilled. These are classified as being a skilled labor job that has been taken over by the cheap labor in this country. This is not going to stop, and it's not going to go away. And the problem is so large right now, again, wait for the solution to the problem that they have allowed to get out of hand. The program is playing over and over and over again. Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
How you doing, John, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I had read the original version of that story regarding these incursions into those border states in the Arizona Republic last Friday, and it actually sounded what read even more ominous than the article that you read from the Associated Press, because the natives of Arizona say that they route these black helicopters with these military-like people to get off of them. They come in there routinely and land in these people's backyards with these black masks and fully automatic machine guns.
And what happens to be their their cargo on board these choppers?
Well, I think we know. But here's the sad thing: is like you pointed out, the Homeland Security, they're fully aware of this. And what are they doing?
Well,
and I also want to point out another
thing. But hold on a second. Let's not legitimize Homeland Security. Now, here's a creeping danger here that I'm seeing the Homeland Security people quoted more and more and more, and they're in charge of nation security. Okay, this is going to eclipse anything that we've had before. Border Patrol agents, FBI, you name it, whatever. All this is being rolled into Homeland Security as being this protective umbrella around the United States. And that scares me because we're in a conditioning process right now to accept it.
That's an excellent point. I want to say, you mentioned 40 million illegals coming into this country, and I couldn't help but think, that's a perfect camouflage for foreign troops coming into this country. Do you agree?
Well, and there's been a lot of speculation about that. I really don't believe that there's going to be any nuclear weapons that go off on our soil.
No, I'm talking about these foreign troops.
No, hold on. And I was about to say, I don't see a scenario where we have to be invaded from another country in order to bring the United States down. The object of any war is to destroy your enemy. Destroy their infrastructure, whatever. Nobody has to step foot on the soil inside the United States because our crafty little politicians and their associates around the country have done a good job in emptying out the vessel we once used to call the United States of America. It doesn't have to be defeated by an outside force. We defeated ourselves. We have destroyed ourselves.
Yeah, I think you had a guest on, the guy that called himself the economic hitman. And he pointed that out very excellently, and I agree with you. You don't have to, but, I think that, didn't you mention a scenario earlier where once that happens, you're going to have all kinds of chaos and bedlam in the streets here in this country?
Absolutely. I mean, you have 40 million illegals now in this country, and if you think they were lost coming across the border, wait till they have no money and no place to go and no home to live. You're going to have about 40 million illegal homeless on the streets in this country. You're going to have people that are jobless. You're going to have looting and rioting and burning of cities in this country. So you see, all of this has been staged for our eventual downfall, whether it was real or promulgated, or actually the decay of the new American empire. through the manipulation and malfeasance of our supposed representatives. So I don't think there has to be an all-out onslaught or a war against the United States or any invasions or anything else.
Yeah.
Because it's being bought out. It's already being paid for bit by bit. We're already selling off large chunks of this country.
Yeah, I agree with you. And there's something else that's scary about that. The fact that large chunks of real estate in this country, basically, we're going to be considered squatters. The citizens of this country are squatters because you have so many foreign countries who own, like I said, large chunks of real estate here.
And they're buying even more of it. And here's another thought. When it comes time to redeem these little debt instruments that all these foreign countries are holding, how are we going to pay off if we can't give them gold? Well, the next best thing is real estate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Rodney. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In a war footing, ladies and gentlemen, what is always best is to wipe out the command structure. You can shoot all day at the soldiers, depending on how many men that they have and how many armaments they can bring. But the eventual thing is to conquer the military leaders and then conquer the land that they're protecting. Classic war strategies. And as we go through here in the United States and witnessing the destruction of this constitutional republic, we're being constantly fed an endless stream of information and paths to go down, rabbit holes in which to dive in that lead us nowhere. The clock is still ticking, ladies and gentlemen. The people that are still responsible for bringing this country to its knees are still in full effect and operation. We have not taken out the enemy's brain trust, the people that are commanding and controlling this. There is an endless regime of things that they can do and try to get the American people upset, get them in crisis. If you're not talking about escalating gas prices, you're talking about the possibility of you losing your job, the economic woes, and all things personal for survival. You're enmeshed in your own world dealing with the aftermath of what these creatures have set up for us. And it still gets no closer to the root of the problem. We keep hacking at these branches. The only thing that makes sense to me is to replace the regime that replaced America. That is the only thing that makes sense to me. Because we are going to, day after day, we're going to continually deal with the aftermath of this conquering of the United States and the people responsible for doing it. Until such time, until we start to turn our guns to bear and start hitting the real targets, we are going to unceasingly keep dealing with the aftermath of the destruction of America. More fear, more loss of hope. Where does that lead? And how does that affect the resistance to this onslaught of America? Well, it decimates them, ladies and gentlemen. We can claim small victories, but we can't claim that we've won the war that's been waged on us. The deconstructing of a nation is not a simple task. It takes many hands and many years. And it won't be righted overnight. But you must consider who are the ones that are destroying this country. Who are the people involved in helping to bring down this country? These are the people that should be targeted, and our sights should never, ever, ever leave that target. And we can get off into other things. I mean, we can talk about chemtrails. We can talk about aspartame. We can talk about peripheral issues. And they are interesting. From time to time, I'll diverge down that path just to give myself a little respite, a little break. Because hearing day after day the same mantra, you would soon turn it off. This has to be informative, but also somewhat entertaining. Otherwise, what is the point of listening? Give me some Brahms in the background with my water torture, please. Give me a slight diversion. But that's what it is, and that's my point. That many things that we're seeing right now, many battles that are being fought, are not going to the root of the problem. And it might be a great wake-up tool for a lot of people out there, and I cannot argue against that. Everybody has got to start Class 101. You've got to start someplace, but you rapidly have to progress through those grades to get to a point that you're well-rounded enough and knowledgeable enough not to get sucked in by the purveyors of those that want to keep your attention off-center on other issues. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be talking with David Ray Griffin, and we're going to be discussing the 9/11. Now, this is timely. I didn't prepare the second hour by doing the stories in the first hour. That's just the way it turned out. We'll be right back in a minute.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.